Carl, after going 3-0 down, would you have settled for 4-3 right at the end when someone sitting next to you rattled the bar?
I certainly would. And I don't think, you know, if you were here, you would know that it would have been thoroughly deserved as well. I mean, the margin could have been bigger in our favour. And that's accepting the 3 goals, which, to be honest, were appalling. I'm really proud of the players tonight, Robin. I think we've grown up on the pitch a little bit tonight. Some young lads out there have really stood up and been counted. This lad has really stood up in the second half when it would have been maybe easy to sulk a little bit because he had a good first half himself, and then things have conspired against us with some mistakes. But I thought we were better than them all night. I really do, and I don't mean that in disrespectfully. You know, to be 3-0 down at half time when I think we were, you know, by far the better side, looked a really good side, but with some real defensive frailties. You know, we spoke at half time about being brave and about understanding and knowing what you're seeing with your own eyes, and don't have an identity crisis, don't think we're a bad side, you trust what you're seeing, because we were really good. And we come out second half and I thought we were absolutely brilliant. And you know, we battered them from pillar to post, and you know, I thought it was going to be one of those magic nights where we go on and win the game, but it still is a magic night to come back from 3-0 down and in a fashion that we did, and absolutely dominate them. You know, the scoreline just on paper probably doesn't look that amazing, but if you were here tonight, you're seeing a really good group of players evolving as a team, playing for the badge, and that was a great night for us, maybe the start of our season.
Finn, this was your first game.
Yeah.
Because you would have problems getting you signed over the line.
Yeah.
How did you feel on your debut?
I enjoyed it. obviously, first half wasn't the ideal results going out, but you know, when we got in there, Abba gave a talk about his season, you know, the season we got promoted, and said just because you might go down doesn't mean you can't pick up results, pick up points and fly and go flying. So obviously at half time no one was bickering, we were all getting on, it was like we were a proper team at half time. No one was bickering, everyone just listened, got their heads right, came out, and we were a completely different team. I think first half those mistakes shouldn't have happened, but if they don't happen we win the game comfortably, and we'll work on those mistakes over the next couple of weeks and they'll be gone soon.
You took your goal really well.
Cheers.
Yeah, really well.
Yeah.
And then to hit the bar like you did right at the end.
Oh no.
An inch lower, it had gone in.
Yeah. Well, from my angle, I've pulled off to celebrate, but it's one of those. But, you know, you can't complain. Going 3-0 down to pick up a point, it would be ideal for that to go in, but we can't have everything, can we?
It's only the second game, so
exactly.
It's still a long way
to
go.
If we, when we sharpen up and we start getting an eye for goal, you know, that one would have gone in.
It would.
The penalty goes in.
Yeah.
That's the first penalty I've ever seen Danny miss. So he'll be ready to bounce back and get scoring him again. You know, we had a couple one on ones that we need to be better at, but with the pre-season we've had, I think the lads have done themselves proud tonight. Mm. So, yeah.
You've been chosen as man of the match.
Oh, love that.
So you'll have your picture everywhere.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, well done, Finn. Great. Carl, we've got a big game on Saturday now in the FA Cup. Will any players be back? Jack Andrews, where's Jack?
No, we won't have Jack back, unfortunately. We won't have Bekir, we won't have Jamie Slay, so we're going to be a little bit depleted again. So we know it's going to be tough going, but leaves us with a lot of quality, a lot of good players. A lot of lads have come off the bench tonight and really flexed the muscles as well. I thought Jacob Sturges, who's been, you know, He's conducted himself so admirably, not kind of starting games as a senior player. He's behaved impeccably around the group. He's a real leader in there. He's come on today and been absolutely brilliant. Younger Sarsi, 17, you know, looks absolutely born for it. You know, that kid's got levels in him. He'll continue to develop. You know, Dylan's come on and that was with it in mind that Bex is not here Saturday, so Dill, you know, nice and fresh in on Saturday, but I thought he was brilliant when he came on, you know. So we'll be okay. We're going up against Lichfield, who are a good side, you know, it's a club we know well, group of players we know well, management team we know well. It's gonna be a tough game, but it's our manner where maybe they can't do their slick passing game as they would like to. And you know, our decision now is really whether we go all guns blazing, you know, really aggressive attacking, because when we've done that in the two games, we've looked $1 million. So whether we kind of go out that way. From the offs, might be what we have to think over it. You know,
get this lad scoring on Saturday.
We got the, you know, I said when we spoke to Finn about coming here, you know, we wanted to get himself back at level four, level three, but maybe the opportunities to start at a club weren't kind of there for him. But you know, we said don't be scared, take a step backwards, take a step forward. You know, come with us who we trust, and he plays with the freedom, and we give him license to do that. And we've got the best young player in the division, possibly as the season goes on, might just prove to be the best player in the division. But he's got to, you know, keep his head, you know, keep that maturity that he showed tonight in his game, keep listening, keep developing. And I still think there's a full time football club for Finn at some level, sure, if that's what he wants out of it. But you know, just got to keep doing what he's doing.
The young lad who came on in defence, he amazes me, because you went to a three at the back, which could have left him a bit exposed, because they got two quick lads on the wing, aren't they?
Yeah, tremendous.
But he worked hard.
He did, He's a great kid, you know, as I say, he's only just turned 17. Very young, you know, he's still second year under 18 player, and he's ready for this now. He could be starting games for us very shortly, and if not Saturday, and he was absolutely tremendous. So it's about exposing him right, you know, maybe not in the heart of that central defensive position where he got exposed a little bit against Nuneaton, but maybe at right back or right of the back three, where he hasn't got the same physicality up against him through the middle of the pitch. We think he can go far, and you know, much like Finn, really, I see a bright future for him.
Looking forward to Saturday. So thank you both, and
cheers,
we'll see you Saturday.
Yeah, cheers,
mate.
Well done, mate.
Thanks for that.
Well done, Carl. Cheers, boy.